This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, some good weather is here, finally, and it feels like the right time to make plans for your garden. So to share some tips and tricks, I'm joined by gardener Mari Staunton. Isn't it lovely?
It's gorgeous, except it's raining at the minute.
Oh,
outside.
Is it? Just, I didn't see that. I miss the rain.
Just a little bit. And it's going to be gorgeous for the weekend.
Can we pretend the rain isn't happening?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It just has been such a joy. Oh, no, everybody feels so much better.
Smiling.
And people are ready to get out into the garden.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I took the train in today, so I was walking past a lot of gardens on the way. And when you see magnolias coming into flower, we're here. We are now in spring. This is happening. Mm-hmm. And we need to now start getting out there, even if it's only to clean up.
Yeah, I had the guilt yesterday because I took the dogs out for a walk and I could see some of the neighbours have lovely jobs done. They've it all cleaned up, all tidy, you know, lovely daffodils growing, early flowers. Not me, unfortunately. Yeah. Not there yet.
You need, I suppose, to get out in the garden, you need a few consecutive sunny days, you know, and that kind of gives you the, you know, the get up and go to get out there. And once you start, but I suppose the trick is just to do take one small section, work on that and then move on to the next. Because if you go out and try and do everything, you're just going to get exhausted and you're going to give up halfway through.
You mentioned the cleaning there and probably, you know, for most of us, that's where we need to start. Yeah. Good clean and tidy first.
Good clean and tidy. If there's any old pots hanging around, just empty them out, see what's in them. If they happen to have bulbs and they got soaking wet, they could well be rotting.
Unidentified objects.
Unidentifiable objects.
This listener has a large number of hydrangea patio pots. They didn't do well last year. They feel the pots are too small. When can I transfer them from the pots and sow into the garden if that's what they should do, and what location soil is required?
Okay, anything in a pot can be moved at any time of the year. So this is a great time of the year because we're coming into, you know, better weather. The ground is warming up. Nature knows that. You know, the ground is actually warming up, waiting to receive your lovely hydrangea into the ground. So you have a couple of choices. You can put them in the ground or you can put them into bigger pots. They like to be fed really well. So if it's too small a pot, it's obviously not getting as much food as is required. So I would be inclined to put them into the garden.
Mm-hmm.
I would give them a semi-shade to full sun. The more sun they get, the better they flower. So that's kind of the rule of thumb.
Uh-huh.
If they are in full sun, you'll get many more flowers on them, and give them a good feed when you're putting them in. So dig a decent size hole when you're putting your plant in, because look at what the fibrous root system is, and kind of give it maybe another quarter away around that, deep enough, and put it in. So it has to go to the original soil mark that it was in the pot, not deeper, not higher, just the original soil mark.
The hydrangeas are worth the little bit of work, though, aren't they? Because they're showstoppers. They're
stunning.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. No,
given all the rain that we had, particularly on the East Coast, are we behind? Like, is nature behind because of the amount of moisture?
Not at all. In fact, the only thing that's behind is trying to get crops in the ground, because they can't get in to churn it up or till
it.
And that's the problem. It's not like all the things that I would notice that are flowering last year are flowering now. Same time of the year, exactly the same time of the year. What happens is we get a bad frost. They just wait. You know, they just wait. They're opportunists. They have to be pollinated. So they just wait and then they'll go off again. So everything is bang on target, to be
honest.
They're
remarkable, isn't it?
Amazing,
nature's
isn't it?
Remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah.
This listener has an incredibly bumpy lawn. Is the cure to rip it up and relay it, says Ken in Kinnegad.
Oh, God, that's an awful lot of work,
Ken,
isn't it?
And his bumpy
ripping
lawn.
Ripping it up. Well, luckily we have no moles in Ireland, so that would be the first kind of thing, because they, you know, nice like hilly, sandy kind of hills in your garden. The other thing is there's a lot of trees around the garden, and especially cherry trees, the roots will come up, you know, to the surface and create this bumpy lawn. You can take off the what they call is just take off the top layer, which is the grass, and bring in some really good quality soil conditioner and start again and reseed it. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do. I mean, a bumpy lawn wouldn't bother me too much, you know, but if you're planning on having a little putting green.
Yeah, he wants it to be nice.
Well, then do that. You take off the first, mm-hmm. you know, take off the grass, and then get good soil conditioner and then reseed it with really good quality.
Does he have
grass
to figure out what's causing the bumps first? Like if it is tree roots?
If it is tree roots, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, you're not going to rip out a tree for the sake of a lawn, I would
Do you
hope.
Build up the volume of surface on top of the lawn?
That's what you would be doing with the new conditioner. Soil conditioner.
Uh-huh.
I would suggest that it probably is tree roots. I mean, if it's bumpy all over then, and there are trees around, that's what the cause is.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, you know, and that's going to happen again. It's not going to, you know, if you put in a new lawn, that's still going to happen. They're going to still come up.
Ken, the best of luck with your
Sorry
bumpy lawn.
That.
I hope it works out for you. Maybe just take the attitude that it doesn't matter, you know,
exactly.
and enjoy the bumps.
Yeah.
Find
yeah.
a way to
exactly.
enjoy the bumps.
Exactly.
I'm tackling an overgrown garden where a fine crop of briars have made their home, including on stony banks. How do I get rid of them without using chemicals?
Good old fashioned, dig them out. That's as simple as
Hard
that.
Work. Get good gloves.
Yeah, good gloves. And the weird thing about, or not the weird thing about briars is their thorns are backwards. So they travel along the ground and kind of catch the ground and then send a root system into the ground.
Sneaky.
So yeah, very sneaky. And when you get a thorn into your hand or anything like
worst.
That, it's dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
So just wear leather gloves if you can. The other gardening gloves are no good for that.
Yeah,
so.
You do get some of them and they feel lovely and comfortable.
Oh, lovely.
But
they're
still get a thorn.
They work, yeah.
So leather is what you would use,
yeah,
is it?
I'd use a good leather glove for briars. And you can get a kind of, it's called a mattock or a little Chillington. It's just got a short little stubby bit on the end of it, metal bit. And
a tool,
handle.
Right?
Yeah, tool, sorry, yes.
Clippers.
Yes, a gardening tool. No, just a little stubby, it's like a pick almost.
Uh-huh.
And you can get into the root system and pull it out. So they're shallow roots, but they're you have to get the root out of a briar. You can't just leave that. You can't just cut it because it's just gonna, you know.
That's what I do
again.
Now. I just cut it and it would come straight back.
When you're cleaning now over the weekend.
Yes,
you can do
that's
all of
my
that.
Job. Martina wants to know how should you do the first grass cut?
Okay, so we
shouldn't be doing it yet anyway.
Well, I cut grass yesterday,
Did
and
you?
I'll tell you why. Once it's over 5 degrees, it's growing. So if you then are trying to tackle it, you know, come April, it's going to be quite wild and long, which means you're going to, you know, you have endless amounts of grass to put in the compost heap or get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So the trick is just to raise the blades on the lawnmower and cut it at a very high level and then do it maybe next week and the week after. So you're bringing it down incrementally, if you like. Just
a trim.
Bring it down. Exactly.
A little trim. So you can do that. You can do that now.
Yeah, if the ground is dry and it's not waterlogged, you know, anywhere, you can do it now.
Uh-huh.
As I said, I did it yesterday because I with the best will in the world, if you tackle little jobs like that on a weekly basis, then it's not going to be huge. You look out in 4 weeks' time and it'll be like a meadow.
And tell me why you're doing that short cut now. You're not
well,
going for
it. Well, I want to. To give it a little tiller, I just want to give it a little bit of a haircut. And then just in case we get frost again, I don't want it to be, you
bald.
Know. Yeah, exactly.
When is it a good time to create a wildflower garden, asks this listener, of a patch of ground which is of medium size?
So now or last autumn. So you can do it now. The trick with wildflower meadow is that wildflowers grow in rubbish soil. They don't like really good soil.
Mm.
So you can do it this year, but it won't be as effective. So you skin off the top or really cut the grass really short if you're trying to introduce it into a grassy area. Really skin it. And then you introduce a thing called yellow rattle, which is, it's a kind of, it eats the grass and it allows the wildflowers to come up. So yellow rattle seed first, and then you put in your wildflower mix.
Can you just throw that at the ground and walk away? I love that. This is the kind of guy. Mark, why didn't you tell me about this before?
You would have done that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I might do that. Can I do that this weekend?
Oh, please do, yeah.
Love it. Easy gardening. Mari, thank you so much. Mari Staunton. And you'll be back with us with our jobs now in a couple of weeks' time.
I will, of course.
Because it's just getting busier. And busier and busier now,
is,
you know, and if the weather stays fine, we'll be delighted. And I'll be doing all the cleanup and work that I promised to do. Thanks so much, Mari Staunton.
You're welcome.
And that brings us to the end of the programme. Thank you very much for getting in touch with us today. If you've missed anything, don't forget you can go back and listen on the Go Loud app. The team today, Cormac McDonough on sound, producers Dee King and Helena O'Toole and Alex Russo, research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.